I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You see that? I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
Is a clip of General Patton in the movie Patton, which was released in 1970 with some added USA, USA, and at the same time delivering a clear message. We do not want our troops to die for America. We want them to make the others die. But in war, death is inevitable for both sides. And we've got more casualties today because not of the direct action of the enemy, but apparently an accident, a tragic accident involving a KC-135 tanker. I do not know up to date at this point on the latest information that I can confirm that it was linked to Scott Air Force Base. They had numerous KC-135 straddle tankers based out of Scott, and they are the Military Mobility Command. But they also come from other areas. So we're watching for that as well. I have flown with them on a mission, and I will make that a future story behind the story for you. Our prayers for them, 6 crew members on board. And the details are still coming in, but the end result will be on that tanker explosion. Apparently it happened when they were in the process of refueling another plane, not clear which plane or what happened, but it happened obviously quickly. And it was death for those on board. Thank you for joining us for Larry Connors USA, March 13, 2026. And I want to point out to you right now, the U.S. Marines, an expeditionary force, an amphibious unit being put together and being assembled to go into the theater. That's up to 5,000 U.S. Marines. What will be their mission? Still unclear. So we got a lot to learn about that still as we move forward. And with Larry Connors USA, I remind you, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education, specifically on what I just discussed, and even more. In our next hour, Rabbi Barclay from the podcast Rabbi's Table would join us on the anti-Semitic attacks just recently, in our nation. And there's no doubt they're being carried out in part because of what we're doing with Iran. We know we've got not just sleeper cells in our nation, and they've yet to coalesce and take out a joint attack, but various radicalized individuals who are stepping out and doing things, attacking a synagogue yesterday and looking for other targets. We'll be getting into that story in more detail later as well. And in fact, in this hour, we're going to be joined by national security analyst on the California threat. The reports that drones might be positioned on ships just off the shore of California. The White House is pushing back and saying that was preliminary, not validated, but the word is out already. So you got to deal with it. And how much of it is a real threat and how much of it is just talk? I will tell you, I've said repeatedly, that kind of thing could happen. We don't have to have Iran have a missile capable of reaching from Iran to our shores. But they could put things on ships and get closer where they could carry out such an event, be it with missiles or suicide drones. And California was mentioned as the prime target. And this Sunday in L.A., you have the Oscars. And the Oscar committee is telling participants, please come, you'll be safe. We have federal and state police and city police ready to help. In other words, now they realize we might really need law enforcement. Think that will be a shock to the Hollywood elites who want to defund police and pull all funding from military if they can? We'll get into that as well. And our story behind the story today, a time that you might recall directly, when the nation was frightened, buckled at the knees, because reports were surfacing of folks who took Tylenol and found out it had been laced with cyanide. There were deaths. There was mass hysteria and confusion. And whatever happened to the case, whatever happened to anyone being convicted of poisoning the Tylenol? That's the story behind the story before we wrap up this hour. Now, regarding the report of the Marines being called to duty and put together as an expeditionary possible amphibious force, the Pentagon is moving this unit and more warships to the Middle East, primarily around the Strait of Hormuz. Defense Secretary of War, I want to correct that, Secretary of War. I picked up a piece of AP copy that said, or Wall Street Journal, Defense Secretary. He is the Secretary of War, as declared by President Trump. Secretary of War Hegseth has approved a request from CENTCOM for that amphibious-ready group and attached the Marine Expeditionary Unit. This would involve several warships, at least 5,000 Marines. So we have that underway. And then we have the report of a KC-135 tanker crew killed, as reported by ABC.
General Kane also mentioning the four American service members who were killed in a plane crash over Iraq.
The incident occurred over friendly territory in western Iraq while the crew was on a combat mission, and again, was not the result, as CENTCOM has said, was not the result of hostile or friendly fire. We're still treating this as an active rescue and recovery operation. As CENTCOM announced this morning, four airmen have been recovered, and the Air Force and U.S. Central Command will provide updates as information becomes available. Please keep these brave airmen, their families, friends, and units in your thoughts in the coming hours and days.
Six crew members aboard this KC-135. And again, it went down while doing a refueling operation with another plane. More details yet to come, but with these six dead, that brings to 13 U.S. service members killed in action during Operation Epic Fury. As you heard from the words of General Patton in his movie, and those were recording, or rather quoting what he had said to troops himself during World War II, you don't want to die for your country, you want the other guy to die for his country. General Patton was a key figure in developing our armored doctrine, and in World War II, he led the U.S. 7th Army in the invasion of Sicily, and later the Third Army in the 44 European campaign, also vital in the Battle of the Bulge. But the message rings clear. Whatever war you get into, you're not sending your men to die for their country, hopefully, and women nowadays, but to make the other person die for their country. Told you the other day about a fighter jet shot down in the Iranian Operation Epic Fury. Female fighter pilot was able to safely eject and landed on the shores of Kuwait. Every man and woman we have in that theater, whether they are directly involved in an action, you need to keep in your prayers, because Iran is looking for targets anywhere. That's why they're hitting some of their neighbors, the United Arab Emirates, Iraq, in Kuwait because they know they can find U.S. forces, sometimes on a U.S. base, sometimes just in the general population. Word also coming out from the president, as acknowledged the other day and reaffirming by Scott Bessent, the U.S. is escorting oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz.
In a new interview with Sky News, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the U.S. Navy will be escorting oil tankers through the strait.
That was always in our planning, that there's the chance that U.S. Navy or perhaps an international coalition will be escorting oil tankers through. There are, in fact, tankers coming through now. Iranian tankers, I believe some Chinese flag tankers have come through. So we know that they have not mined the straits. My belief that as soon as it is militarily possible, the U.S. Navy, perhaps with an international coalition, will be escorting vessels through.
And of course, Iran was more than willing to allow the Chinese oil ships to go through. But his point being, if they get through the Strait of Hormuz, then obviously it's not in mind entirely, but we'll still be willing to escort any other ships going through that we want to make sure make their destination. Well, the word of the drones that came out yesterday, the White House is criticizing and saying that it was premature. They were working one ABC station or network, operating on a statement from the FBI that they had to be concerned and high alert about drones being brought close to the shore of California, then launched from a ship. Again, the White House extremely critical that you're starting fear. But this is something I've suggested previously. This certainly could happen, whether it is or is not. Still not clear, but the FBI says it's always had plans in such an event should happen.
It's been considered for many, many years that we might come to the point of hostilities with Iran. And for that reason, the FBI developed a plan years ago of exactly how they would go about assessing the threat climate in across the country relative to if hostilities broke out. Well, we're there. It's time to take that plan off the shelf and start making sure that we're doing some of those things that we thought about doing many years ago, contacting sources, reviving old cases, finding people from cases that are over, people who had served their time, and recontacting them. So this is the sort of activity that we expect and we hope that the Bureau is engaged in right now. I'm sure they are, and we are likely to see more of this.
Yeah, but it's time, of course, with so much chaos, of course, after Doge and other things.
What? We let that play behind that because that was after the FBI statement. That was Aaron Burnett, CNN's. Got to point out there's a lot of chaos going on here. So that might have been the plan. We don't know what happened. And I got to tell you, the source was Andrew McCabe, disgraced FBI agent. He did have direct ties to the probes concerning the investigation of Trump's, quote, ties to Russia. He knew what was right and what wasn't, and yet he went ahead and did it. And then he served as acting FBI director after Trump fired Comey. But what he's talking about, the FBI plan on dealing with offshore munitions being fired at us, I think he's being accurate about that. There was a question raised from Wolf Blitzer regarding dealing with a threat coming from offshore.
I want to also turn, while I have you, Senator, to that devastating bombing of a girls' school in southern Iran. According to an ongoing military investigation, the U.S. was responsible, and outdated information could be to blame. You're a member of the Intelligence Committee. You're briefed on all of this. What information are you receiving, first of all, about this?
Well, I have very deep concerns about how this site was targeted. Obviously, it was next to naval operations, but even in New York Times reporting this morning, they were able to see the site clearly in publicly available data that shows this was clearly a school. So I have very serious questions that I asked in the Armed Services Committee hearing this morning of our top generals, asking specifically, how was this location targeted? What tools were used? Was AI used? What is the oversight responsibility of commanders to make sure these sites aren't targeted? I want to know what Secretary Hegseth knew about this targeting. He has undermined the resources that we put aside in the armed services to ensure that civilians are not targeted in any military operations. And he has degraded that sets of personnel and resources. I don't think we've had the oversight and accountability that we are entitled to.
All right, enough. I'm tired of it. All she's doing is degrading Hegseth, saying that he degraded our military. No, he did not. He got rid of your woke attitude inside the military to make us a warrior machine. In the fog of war, accidents happen. We had three of our jets shot down by an ally in Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates as well. Even the senator responding at that point had to admit that, well, yes, this was near a school. That's New York Senator Gillibrand. But all she wants to do is take a tragedy, and an accident and a fog of war event and turn it into political, hey, we need to get rid of Hegseth. Want to see him resign. See him booted out because he doesn't know what he's doing. She has no idea what she is discussing. But that's what you're seeing from the left. Here's another perfect example. MSN Now, Simone Sanders questioning Senator Coons of Delaware.
I just want to take a step back for a second because the events of today, they are harrowing. I know we do not yet know why the events unfolded in Michigan, but a synagogue was targeted, and I think the Jewish community across this country feels under attack. I am not divorcing that from the feeling that there are many other Americans that also feel under attack. The immigrant community.
And there you go again. See, they got to slip in the immigrant community. Now, she was talking about a specific attack against a Jewish synagogue in Michigan. We're going to deal with that. I've got a heritage expert on national security affairs and protection coming up on that specific question. And our story behind the story, the case of the Tylenol poisonings. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuire Moving. .com.
This is News Talk STL.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The FBI warning of possible Iranian drone attacks on our homeland. A new alert reviewed by ABC News revealing Iran's aspirations to conduct a surprise attack specifically against unspecified targets in California. The FBI saying it's warned police departments across the Golden State now of strikes by unmanned aerial vehicles or drones as tensions rise in the Middle East.
And that has been a fact, as it was reported yesterday. Now, that originally came as a report that ABC or an ABC station got hold of an FBI alert that they sent out. Immediately, the White House and Carolyn Leavitt stepped forward and said, that's not true, it's wrong, it's fake news. I'm not going to rush to the judgment to accept her word. My belief is that it was probably true, but it was not meant for public dissemination to avoid scaring the public at the time. This happens all the time, though. But in this case, it got seized on, particularly because they're talking about how the homeland could be hit by Iran. The guest we had booked, he was up against a tight schedule. We knew it and just could not continue to keep on the schedule that he needed, so we'll have to try to book him again. But he is a senior research fellow for strategic deterrence with the Heritage Foundation, and he knows what we need to be doing to take care of and protecting the nation as a whole. He wrote an excellent piece the other day I want to share with you in a moment, and that is what we need to do for national security and have stability in a three-nuclear peer world. Offensive strike options, missile defense, and to abandon mutual vulnerability. Now, that's a mouthful, but there's certain takeaways I want to get into in that in a moment. But back to the issue about, is Iran, despite if you believe or don't believe the FBI report, or the report from the White House that was all fabricated and got blown out of proportion, I say it's still possible. and I've said it previously. They don't have the capability in Iran at this point to launch a missile from Iran to hit our continent. But they've talked about they would like to have a missile program to get into space. Their whole idea of getting into the space is to have that kind of missile capability that in turn could be used to drop something into our nation. And I'd point out, if they can't do that, they'll find other options. One of them, obviously, trucking something across Canada if they can. Let's make it very direct and clear. They could do that. They'll probably have better opportunity getting into Canada and coming across the northern border. But even aside from that, the report that came out yesterday warning and an FBI alert that they might try to hit a U.S. state, specifically California, to get a boat under some foreign flag possibly to escape any other detection, to get close enough where it can either help launch missiles and or a swarm of suicide drones. And California being a very large target, because when they go, they do not care where they land. And any such strike inside the homeland is going to ratchet up more fear, obviously. And we've got, as you heard in the previous segment, the left is complaining, well, we hit a school, a children's school in Iran, and Hegseth should resign. We need to know why it happened. We have to acknowledge that, again, the fog of war means you might have confusion. We've been the victim of it already, as I pointed out. We've had three of our fighters shot down by some of our allied forces thinking they were targeting Iranian fighters. Thank God our six crew members in those planes were able to safely escape, parachute to safety. And we've had obvious knowledge and have seen it happen already that Iran does like to hide inside and under schools, hospitals, nurseries, inside communities, because they don't care about, quote, collateral damage. But the U.S. is admitting, we're admitting that, yes, that school was not intended to be the target, and in part it might be bad or dated intel. That's still to be decided. If a missile was sent in on a GPS target alert, it was going to hit that facility, whatever it was. But maybe what was there had been moved. Or maybe it never was there. We don't know. But we continue in the midst of this to have leftist senators in particular and House members, and some Republicans are in that mix, do not deny they don't exist, decrying that we are wrong, we don't know what we're doing, that Hegseth needs to be ousted, and that our military is not as functional as it was before Trump and Hegseth took over. I shudder to think, I really do, as if we were in this conflict right now with the military we had under Joe Biden, because it was more woke than war. Thank God we have had a change. If we had a mistake this time around, obviously, deep grief. And I would share in that. Even though these are Iranians, we're not against Iranians. We're against the regime and what they're trying to do to us. And aside from them either launching an attack offshore from California, we have to worry about what's happening inside the nation. We already know an uncounted number of illegals in our country are either sympathizer or maybe directly tied to these terrorist operations. And we certainly suspect and probably know in the higher ranks of surveillance that there are actual terrorist cells inside our nation plotting something at some time. And then from time to time, you get some of these individual sympathizers carrying out an action. That was one of the events yesterday. A wannabe car bomber. He crashes his car into a preschool at a Michigan synagogue and jumps out and starts shooting. A security guard for the synagogue returned fire, stopping him. There were 140 students inside that building when he smashed his car in. This is a Lebanese American. He came here from Lebanon decades ago, even served in one of our National Guard units, but is still radicalized or had been. So he was shot and counterattacked by a guard at the synagogue, and then either by a kill switch that was activated when he died, or a switch that he activated directly, the car blew up, sparking a fire with smoke all through the school. The only one dead was him, thank God. Found inside the car, burned beyond recognition. Armed with that rifle, and mortar shells were in the rear of the vehicle. He's been in our nation since 2011. Since 2011, he's become an American citizen from the time he came in. You have to be aware of your surroundings. I say that from time to time, not create fear, but you got to be paying attention. And again, I regret we were not able to time it out so we could get our guest on board for us. We'll try to schedule him again next week because the situation is not going away. But he wrote an excellent piece about we have to keep in mind a largely defenseless U.S. will give adversaries the impression that they aim their attack just right. The U.S. will not respond. In other words, if they attack one of our allies but is not directly affecting the U.S., will we hold to some of these mutual agreements as we would under NATO and others? Do we need to basically divorce ourselves from some of those? Robert Peters, Senior Research Fellow, Strategic Defense for the Heritage Foundation, says it's imperative that we field more and more diverse and offensive nuclear strike options to include those based in the homeland. Excellent point. Coming up, the story behind the story. Some of you might remember it personally when the entire nation was frightened to take Tylenol. Poisoning cases.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Finally, Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and inefficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
You should have closed your windows and got another dog. You should have chained up all the doors and switched up all the locks.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
It's one of the most infamous crimes in American history.
The Tylenol murders scared the crap out of everybody.
Seven people dead after taking Tylenol laced with poison.
It is tragic, she said. Insanity. God help us all.
Something so banal as a medicine turned into a weapon of death.
There still may be more deadly Tylenol out there somewhere.
And law enforcement officials continued what is being called the biggest manhunt in Illinois history.
Twists and turns in the Tylenol case are like nothing I've ever seen before.
There are reports that an extortionist is behind the murders in Chicago.
And he says, if you don't give me $1 million, I'm going to go kill a bunch more.
A single page that would turn the investigation on its head for years to come.
There are reports that an extortionist is behind the murders in Chicago. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, the FBI is investigating a Chicago man who allegedly mailed a letter to the makers of Tylenol demanding $1 million.
The extortionist wrote, "Gentlemen, as you can see, it is easy to place cyanide into capsules sitting on store shelves. It is easy to get buyers to swallow the bitter pill."
And he says, "If you don't pay me money, I'm going to do this again because I know how to do it. I did it."
The writer warned, "If you don't mind the publicity of these little capsules, then do nothing.
They're all going to die immediately. If you don't give me $1 million, I'm going to go kill a bunch more."
Another letter addressed to the White House threatened President Ronald Reagan with more poisonings if he raised taxes.
The poisoner that put cyanide poison inside Tylenol capsules changed everything for the drug world and our concern about drug tampering. All this dates back to what was happening in Chicago in 1982. Perhaps you recall suddenly that fear and you didn't want any Tylenol in your home. And in fact, Tylenol ends up pulling all Tylenol from the shelves. Took a major hit. We'll get into that as well, because that is another part of the story and actually another victim of the man who poisoned the Tylenol. You heard that an extortion letter was written. Even a letter sent to the president. If you raise taxes again, I'll poison more. So who are they looking for? In what way? Well, keep in mind, the Tylenol had been poisoned, most of it, if not all of it, prior to the first victim. First victim hospitalized after consuming a capsule of extra strength Tylenol, died the next day. But that was the first of many, beginning September 29, 1982.
My dad was all about the family. He loved his family. That was his world. He used to spoil me a lot. I was daddy's little girl. It was great.
Kasia's father picked her up from preschool on Wednesday, September 29th, 1982, his day off from work.
And we went to Jewel to run some errands. Picked up some flowers for my mom, which my mom would tell me that he was a romantic.
Kasia still recalls the fateful moment her father, who wasn't feeling well, reached for a bottle of America's leading pain reliever.
I remember him picking up the bottle, put it in his basket, and, you know, it was time for us to go. We went home. He gave her the flowers. And I thought that was so sweet. And that's when our lives just changed forever. When I heard my mom screaming, I ran to him along with my brother. I remember standing by him and just nudging him and just saying, "Wake up, Tata, wake up." But he wouldn't wake up.
Charles Kramer was a young lieutenant in the Arlington Heights Fire Department when the emergency call came in.
That's one of the calls that will go down that I'll never forget. I can remember every detail, even though I'm 83 years old, I can still remember every single detail. He responded to nothing we did. The breathing was rapid and shallow. His eyes were fixed and dilated like he was already dead.
Paramedics rushed Adam to Northwest Community Hospital, just three blocks away. The 27-year-old died later that afternoon from an apparent heart attack.
But it was not. It turned out to be the cyanide placed in the Tylenol pill. A couple of his own relatives, because of his death, had headaches, didn't feel well, and they went home and they also took Tylenol. No one knew the connection at that point. Only by chance, one sheriff's team began to recognize there was an empty, or rather an open bottle of Tylenol and pills missing. And they started questioning that. 1983, at the FBI request, they had a Chicago Tribune columnist, Bob Green, publish the address and grave victims of the first and youngest victim, hoping that maybe the guy would show up at the grave. And the deaths were still adding up.
In 1982, I was 8 years old, and my mom had just gotten back from the maternity ward, went to the grocery store and bought Tylenol from the grocery store that was doctor's orders. And the next thing I knew, I just saw my mom go out on a stretcher from my upstairs window, and that was the last that I saw her.
Mary Reiner's Tylenol had been inexplicably spiked with poison.
Three people are dead, and another is in critical condition tonight.
One of the victims took the pills he bought to his home.
His brother and sister-in-law were so upset by his death that they went back to the house and took some Tylenol from the same bottle.
As the death toll hit seven, the terrifying randomness of the poisonings shocked the nation.
That bizarre mystery of Tylenol laced with cyanide still has not been solved tonight.
Investigators say they are searching for, quote, a madman.
People were terrorized. They didn't know what product they had in their home that could possibly be lethal if they ingested it.
Scared, really, that somebody could have tampered with some of the other products.
We had police riding around with their bullhorns yelling, "Throw out your Tylenol, flush it down the toilet.
Do not take any Tylenol until further notice."
And the search for suspect was underway. A lot of false leads. And in fact, one false lead led to a death, a shooting. But one name did surface. It had some interest. So there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
We don't know the extent of the contaminations.
In September 1982, widespread panic reached the medicine cabinets of millions of Americans.
A capsule of Tylenol was laced with cyanide.
Seven people between 12 and 35 years old died after ingesting extra-strength Tylenol capsules laced with cyanide and sold at stores in the Chicago suburbs.
The Food and Drug Administration is now urging consumers nationwide to stop taking Tylenol.
And they were doing that. But the fear was out there. And as names began to surface, some folks were going to wait. One man decided to take it on himself to kill someone suspected of the Tylenol poisonings. He didn't shoot the man he intended. He misidentified him. He shot a perfectly innocent man, killing him. And later, the man admitted, after his 30-year sentence for murder from prison, he stated, "I killed a man, a perfectly innocent person. I had choices. I could have walked away." So that was still an eighth victim from the Tylenol poisonings. The FBI was using all of its possible devices available at that time.
2008, a seemingly relaxed James Lewis, sitting in a hotel room wearing shorts and a t-shirt, theorizes with Special Agent Roy Lane about how someone, even a 15-year-old with the right knowledge, could have easily laced capsules with cyanide, killing seven people without leaving a trace of evidence.
So yeah, I think that 15-year-olds could have had enough awareness to know to try to avoid cameras.
And he explains while avoiding getting caught on the few drugstore security cameras that existed back then in 1982.
He brought a bottle a month before and played with it until he got it right. Sounds to me like somebody did a remix.
That would be my assumption.
His name, James Lewis. That was part of an FBI interview with him. By the end of October 1982, Tylenol cyanide-laced capsules killed seven in the Chicago area. And there was that extortion note that had been sent earlier. I'll kill more if I don't get $1 million. And then a letter to the president. If you raise taxes, I will kill more. The FBI had no physical evidence against James Lewis. But they were able to confirm that he wrote the extortion letter. But they could not tie him to the Tylenol case specifically. And over all of his years, he claimed, "I'm innocent. I did nothing but write the letter. I wrote the extortion letter trying to draw attention to how it could happen." He still remained the subject of law enforcement interest until 3 years ago when he finally died. So he had seven killed by the laced Tylenol. One, an innocent man killed because someone thought he was the Tylenol poisoner. And then you had the corporate image severely damaged, almost killed, for Johnson & Johnson and how they reacted.
Johnson & Johnson grappled with a $100 million recall and the future of one of its most lucrative brands.
The question became, how do we regain trust? It wasn't in the efficacy of the medicine. Tylenol works. trust was lost in the packaging, because the packaging had enabled the poison, the cyanide, to be entered into the medicine.
6 weeks to the day since the Tylenol murder story broke, Johnson & Johnson held a news conference in New York to reintroduce Tylenol.
Tylenol capsules.
It had the cotton ball, it had aluminum over the top, it had a childproof cap, it had plastic over the childproof cap. Those levels of safety became the levels of trust.
I think they're going the extra mile to make it sure that it's consumer safe.
Tylenol, the so-called eighth victim of this tragedy, is continuing to recover.
The business turnaround, one analyst calls, the greatest comeback since Lazarus.
And then Tylenol was able to resurrect itself. Their market share collapsed because of the scare from 35% to 8%. It rebounded in less than a year. That was credited to the company's prompt and aggressive reaction, reintroducing capsules in a new triple-sealed package, coupled with heavy promotions. Within years, Tylenol had regained the highest market share for such an over-the-counter drug in the U.S. But again, the 1982 Chicago Tylenol murders killed seven who actually took the Tylenol laced with cyanide, including three members of the same family. Because as I said earlier, when the father died, relatives who came to grieve suffered headaches and they saw the Tylenol, so they decided to take it and they died of it. The only suspect considered the prime suspect was James Lewis. Considered the prime suspect for decades. But as I say, he died 3 years ago at age 76, never charged with the murders, but was convicted with extortion, trying to make money off of it. There's still no direct physical evidence ever connecting Lewis or anyone else to the poisonings. So with a murder case, it's still active. It's not closed. There is no statute of limitations. But whoever carried out the poisoning, for whatever reason, the fact is we may never know. But it did change everything you buy over the counter, did it not? How much different seals you had to break to get any kind of medicine available. Not just childproofing, but making sure no one can get into it and contaminate it. The story behind the story. Monday story behind the story. I'm going to build it off of the tragedy that happened with a KC-135 tanker going down and share how I was on a mission with them on a flight at one point. Second hour still to come.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.